Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
from a very cool, rich-sounding, modern-day New York City act called Black Tie Brass. We bring you into a brand new episode of Neon Jazz. That was the 2015 tune Oscar the Grouch. Led by group founder Ryan McNulty, this group came together in 2013, fueled by a desire to create a group of musicians that feed off each other's energy to create a very rare musical performance night in and night out and on recordings. The group met during Ryan's undergraduate studies, and all of them performed in different groups together, in different styles, and even on different instruments. Chock full of singers, horns, and percussion, the band has a deep knowledge of all the styles of music and are influenced by everyone from Bach to Timberlake. Obviously heavy in the jazz, they also weave funk, R&B, soul, and rock into their mixture. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Ryan had a cool take on how improv works. Have a listen.
You know, I have this theory that if you're truly improvising, you can't lie. If you're really saying what you're feeling, you can't lie. You can put on a mask. I think you can, like, act. But if you're truly, to your core, improvising the way that you are, it's impossible to be dishonest. I think bearing that in front of an audience and playing as raw as you can and as true is such a cathartic experience sometimes. It's euphoric. It's the reason why we do exactly what we do.
It was great to have them on the show and leading things off. And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that celebrates America's finest invention each and every day. From the birth of the cool with Charlie Parker to the cool of today with Herman Mahari right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to roll with all that groovy jazz, baby. From the combo of Louis Hayes and Cannonball Adderley's Legacy Band, we give you the tune Lease Alive at the famous and well-groomed Corey Weed Cellar Jazz Club.
Thank you. Hey, this is Corey Weeds, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
We'll be right back.
That was the 1999 tune Once Around from the cool and talented Vanguard Jazz Orchestra. Originally founded as the Thad Lewis Mel Lewis Jazz Orchestra, the band started in 1966 with some of the top studio musicians in New York at the time. The melodies and arrangements of Thad Jones moved the crowd, and out of it became a world-class big band. From there, in 1978, it became the Mel Lewis Jazz Orchestra and evolved into the 1990 incarnation of the Vanguard Jazz Orchestra after the passing of Mel Lewis. Their performances can be seen at New York's famous jazz club, the Village Vanguard, every Monday night. From the slick vision of clarinetist and legendary bandleader, we go right into Artie Shaw with the 1930s tune called Traffic Jam.
Solid man, and Bop, that great old massa.
Yeah, that great old massa was a gasser.
Yes, but Mozart the most with all he had.
With the symphonies and operas and all that jazz.
Do you dig Rachmaninoff?
On and off.
Rimsky?
Of course. Ravel and Gustav Mahler.
Yeah, but don't forget Fats Waller.
I wouldn't do that. List that's a twist that you can't resist.
Yeah, put Liszt on that list.
When the saints go marching in. Here we go, man. When the saints go marching in.
This cat digging me.
When the saints go marching in.
Face and all.
I want to be in that number. Saint-Saëns,
Saint-Saëns,
and Georges Bizet,
Très Bizet,
Vuitton, Souffé, Massenet,
and often Bach.
Do you dig him, Jacques?
Very often.
Well, Frère Jacques, I dig you, Jacques.
Massenet and Bizet,
Massenet and Bizet,
Massenet and Bizet,
often, how about vodka?
Gardner.
Devout.
And Haydn.
Who?
Joseph Haydn.
Who?
Haydn.
We'll let him come out.
Paganini.
Rossini.
Toscanini.
Puccini.
Pacciaturian.
Gozontai.
Thank you. And what's his name?
Mr. Beatle, he's out.
And you know that cat.
Yes, he's out.
That was the tune, Oh, When the Saints Come Marching In, off the 1959 movie The Five Pennies, featuring the sound and vocals of Danny Kaye and Louis Armstrong. This film was a semi-biographical look at Danny Kaye as a cornet player and bandleader Loring Red Nichols. And this was one of the very early jazz influences on one of the greatest jazz writers and historians alive today. You'll see his name all over the place, Scott Yanow. He was born in New York and grew up near L.A. His name means the voice of jazz reason. This guardian of jazz has penned 11 books on jazz, over 800 liner notes for CDs, and 20,000 plus and counting reviews of jazz recordings. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, I had to ask the man that loves jazz why he loves it. This was his answer.
I like the idea of people going on stage and making up music as they go along, which to a certain extent, you know, once you get beyond the arrangements and the songs and get to the solos or the improvised ensembles, it's just the excitement of it because it's not predictable. The very best jazz is colorful and innovative, and it's full of people taking chances, you know, possibly failing on stage. Like, say, pop music, where they're basically doing their best to duplicate their records. In this case, you don't really know what they're going to sound like.
Again, it was great to have Scott on the show, and I'm glad we had a chance to introduce you to him. This next tune comes from the drums of jazz cat Tad Britton. Here he is in 2015 with the song 1929 off his album called Cicada. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. This is Scott Yano, a jazz reviewer and author. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. We'll be right back.
That was the 17-piece big band called Electric Squeeze Box Orchestra, right out of San Francisco, with the 2015 tune ESP off their CD called Cheap Rent. This band has and will play music that is composed and arranged by its band members. They are led by trumpeter Eric Jacobson, and they hold residency every Sunday night at Doc's Lab in Frisco. Along with the band's mainstay, many of the Bay Area's top musicians sub in this band every week, making it fresh and very cool to see. Here's jazz saxophonist, composer, and educator Tommy Smith with the tune You Must Believe in Spring off the CD Whispering to the Stars.
Everybody, my name is Matt Cain, New York jazz drummer, originally from Kansas City, and you're tuned in to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was musician, arranger, and leader of the New York-based Nighthawks Orchestra, Vince Giordano, with the tune Cotton Club Stomp off the 2012 CD The Music of the Cotton Club. He is a very good student and practitioner of the jazz styles of the 20s and 30s. His instrument of choice is the bass saxophone. This outfit has been all over the place, at many music festivals and concert dates, and they have either been in person or in the music of dozens of TV and film projects like HBO's Boardwalk Empire and Woody Allen's Everyone Says I Love You. These days, they perform twice a week at the Iguana in New York City. Staying in that New York City frame of mind, here's guitar man Al Caiola with the 1955 tune Black and Blue off the LP Serenade in Blue. Again, that was jazz guitar cat Al Caiola with the tune Black and Blue. From Al, we move into the award-winning jazz pianist and composer, originally from Melbourne, Australia, Ben Winkleman, living in New York City these days with his 2015 song called Remolacha off his CD The Knife. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a broadcaster that is surely cuts like a knife, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Like what you heard? Well, we can't hear you. Let us know. We're always here for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all the time, baby. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.